You're listening to The Mentality Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Be like, yes.
greetings, all of our Mentalians out there. Welcome to The Mentality Show. We are here in Los Angeles, live on the airwaves of LA Talk Radio, Facebook Live. It's 6 p.m., folks, Wednesday, September 29th, 2021. Welcome and thank you for joining LA Talk Radio's number one and most requested podcast.
Yes.
For the 15th episode of season three. Folks, welcome. Welcome. Thanks for being here. Thank you for joining us. So happy to have you. I'm your host, Delano. We also have Vato V. You just heard him burp there.
That was either
Vato V or Tech C, probably.
That was Vato V.
Yeah. Vato V is the one that farted. Tech C, you just heard him there.
What up?
What up, Tech?
What up?
And KC, ready and standing by.
Yes.
To take all your calls and to take all of your comments and things like that.
Greetings,
oh, my gosh. Guys, are we ever going to fix that, folks? Who is that? Whose voice is that?
Just keep going.
It's a sexy voice, but whose voice is it? That's our tech guy, Tech C. So, anyway, folks, we're going to talk about a lot today, but let me give you a little teaser here. What if the vaccine did blank to you? Would you still take it?
Yes.
We're going to get into that a little bit here. There's a lot of talk about the vaccine, but if you'd like to chime in today, folks, the new number is 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815, folks. And you can leave us your comments. You can hit us up, leave your comments, Facebook Live. But first, if you're new to The Mentality Show, or if you've never seen the show, then we must warn you that the views and opinions expressed on this show, some listeners and viewers may find offensive. Viewer discretion. We don't give a fuck. All right, let's get into it, folks. So we don't have a special guest today, but I got my man Vato V, KC, and Tech C. We're all here. Vato V wasn't with us last week.
We're all special.
So happy to have you. We're all special.
Uh-huh.
We are. But today's meat and potatoes, before we get into it, is served to you by...
Beloit.
Scratchy
throat.
Beloit and Maloukian LLP.
Some in your throat there, sir.
People.
Yeah, keep them balls out of there.
When you want a law firm, you want someone who's going to be reliable, dependable, aggressive.
Yes.
Yep.
And solve all your needs and wants. This is what these people do. Beloit Maloukian has 5-star ratings all over the world. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Check them. If you don't believe me, just check their ratings, the reviews. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yep. I believe you.
Yep. Normal people ain't going to lie to you.
Yep.
Yep.
Normal people.
Preach. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They specialize in personal injury. And the one when you get fired for
unlawful, I just
love that one. I want to get fired so I can get some money.
Unlawful termination.
And get your job back.
And get back pay.
Yep. Back pay.
Yep.
Yep.
Wrongful death. Is another one, and they specialize in this, and they speak three different languages. I'm telling you, Beloit Maloukian, if they take your case, I'm gonna say you won it.
99.9%.
They even beat the government.
Yep.
Yes, nobody sir. Beats the government.
Government.
So call them if you want fast, reliable service. Call them at 747-444-444. And one of those lovely people in the back will call, answer the phone, and take care of you.
Yeah, yeah.
To service you.
Se habla español.
Beloit Maloukian LLP, the finest I know.
Yes. Right, I'm going to ask you a difficult question, KC. How do you spell Beloit and Maloukian?
Oh, okay, that's easy. Look it, up. It is B-L-O-R-Y-A-N.
Yes, sir.
Beloit.
What about Maloukian?
M-A-N-U-K-Y-A-N.
There you go, folks. Beloit, that's Maloukian. The name. That is, those are the folks. They will help you.
That's
Hag
Beloit and Ashat Maloukian.
Oh, nice. You did your homework, sir. All right.
You studied. You cheated.
Yeah.
You cheated. You
better
studied.
To cheat than to repeat.
There you go.
I learned that first day in college.
It's not cheating unless you get caught. Remember that.
That's true.
Yeah, they're working hard. They're back to putting on suits again because the courts are open up.
Fuck yeah. Corona's almost
and
over.
I see people coming in pick up checks all the time.
Oh.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars, man.
God. Please fire me.
So... maybe after today's show, we'll see what we can do. So, folks, we kind of hit on it a little bit there. You said the courts are opening back up. Apparently, Corona is starting to, I wouldn't say die down a little bit. I mean, the numbers are still high.
I don't think it's going anywhere.
There's a new variant out there right now, as a matter of fact. I believe about 60 people here in California have been recorded to have this new R1 variant is what they're calling it. The Delta variant is what they're worried about. But the only way to stop this thing is what, gentlemen?
Vaccinate.
Get your ass vaccinated.
Well, yeah.
And get vaccinated.
Stop organizing.
Get that herd immunity going on. You know what I mean? Let's get this herd immunity going on so we can live our lives like we used to. I don't know if life will ever be the same as it used to be.
I don't think so.
I mean, when I see people, I look at movies and stuff, I see people shaking hands, I see people doing shit we used to do back in 2019, and I'm like, ugh, how did we do that without getting Corona 18?
You know, when you're,
18,
you when you're younger, when you were little and your teacher would say, or you would play that game, you got cooties, this is the cooties right
this
now.
Is the cooties.
This is
the cooties.
God damn it! God damn it!
Yep.
Cooties that will kill your ass.
Yeah, literally.
So after all these, I've been thinking about all these conspiracy theories when it comes to the vaccine, right? There's all kinds of crazy stuff out there. People saying there's a chip in the vaccine. They're saying vaccine can cause sterility and your dick won't work. All these things when it comes to this vaccine. So I thought about it. We're all intelligent gentlemen here. We know that this vaccine will save your life.
It
has saved lives, right?
Agreed.
We all agree that the vaccine is a good thing, right?
Yep.
All right, so
hope
knowing
so.
That, hope so, we'll find out 10 years from now. So knowing that, after all these conspiracy theories we've heard about the vaccine and why dumbass people refuse to take it, it made me wonder, where did these theories come from? And could I just make up some dumbass theory myself that would scare folks into not taking the vaccine?
Yeah.
I think I could. Put it on Facebook, right? Put it on, say it on this show and people will hear it and they're like, oh, I believe that. That sounds about right to me. My doctor told me I'm going to take it, but Delano, who don't know shit.
See, eso no. Man, get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here, right? So, you know, we all know that the vaccine could save their lives. So I'd like to use you gentlemen here, you guys on the show, as my subjects to see if these dumbass theories would work. So I'm going to ask you a series of questions, right? I'm going to throw a series of theories out there. And you tell me if you would take the vaccine if it did such to you, if it did blank to you. Would you take or not take the vaccine?
Theorize me.
I'm about to theorize your ass, okay? I'm about to give you shot number one. All right, theory number one, gentlemen.
Do it.
And again, if you'd like to chime in on any of what we're saying here, the number's 323-203-0815. And leave your comments or if Texie's not paying attention and we don't take the call,
hopefully
whatever.
He answers the phone and doesn't hang up on your ass.
Oh, that was technical.
That was technical difficulty?
Yeah.
I see.
Technical.
It was Texie difficulties.
Purposely. I technically hung up on you.
On purpose.
You technically took too long to say what you had to say.
We were running out of time, dude.
That was funny.
All right, so theory number one. All right, would you take the vaccine that will save you from COVID, but it will come with a sensor that will alert your girl of all your whereabouts at all times? Would you take this vaccine?
Would I take the vaccine?
Would you take the vaccine if your girl, if it would alert your girl to your whereabouts at all times for the rest of your life? Would you take the vaccine?
I'm going to take my chances with COVID. I'm sorry.
Okay. Nope.
You can do that with the iPhone now.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Like, we're talking about all these theories and conspiracy theories and all that shit, right? And you're right about the iPhone. Like, people are talking out there that the fucking vaccine has a chip. You know, your phone has a fucking chip, too. And everywhere you go, they're following you no matter what.
That's
so
right.
Don't be idiots, man. Like,
right.
Stop with this bullshit, dude.
I have a thing about, so all these, usually it's like rednecks that don't know nothing that are coming up with these fucking theories about chips and shit like that.
Not true.
And they love America, right? America. They drive around with flags on their cars and the fuck
God bless America.
Fuck Biden flags and all that shit and they're driving around. But they love their country, then why not love the government and let them chip them?
You know, here's the shit that I understand. And I brought this up on the show a couple of times already. Their fearless leader, Donald Trump, you know, he's the one that started making up all this bullshit, all this garbage about the vaccine. And he's the one that expedited so it can get good, so it can be passed. But he took the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
They gave him the vaccine. So why?
First one.
He was one of the first ones to take it. So why are people not taking it and they're following him? He already took it. So
because he's not
get it.
Promoting the fact that he took it.
Yeah,
he's putting the energy out there that this is a. He doesn't want the vaccine to be successful because that means Biden would not be successful on his promise that he was going to get America.
But the thing is this though, people, he took the vaccine for a reason.
I think he enjoys watching people follow him.
Yeah, like, of course he does.
He enjoys that.
Of course
shit.
He does. And he enjoys all these conspiracy
theories. Another thing. You got these Republicans that they don't believe in abortion, right?
Yeah.
And then people who do believe in abortion, they say, you know, my body, my choice, right? Mm-hmm. My body, my choice. Well, now Republicans are saying, I don't have to take the vaccine. It's my body, my choice.
My body, my choice. and it's
so.
I was talking about that earlier before we came on the show. You have this the Republican governor over in Texas who signed that bill,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and about the abortion. Yeah.
So then there was this person that came out. Okay, so if somebody was raped and they got pregnant, so then they have the right to get an abortion.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not promoting anything. We're just throwing the facts out there. So of course that's their body, their choice, right? Yep. And then they asked it was a female talking to a male. Yeah, well, fuck, you know, no, she shouldn't have the right to do that. Then they asked her, the girl asked him another question, like, how about if the young lady is a minor and she was pregnant? Shouldn't she have the opportunity to say, hey, this is my body, my choice, right? And he's like, nope, she's a minor. She should have known what she was doing. Okay, so how about if you get... how about if you're married and you get your side chick pregnant? Wouldn't you want to get an abortion? He's like, well, that's different.
Oh, really?
No, it's not.
It's the man's decision in that case.
That's the
Gregory Abbott dude. What's his name? Abbott?
I don't know who the fuck
he is. I own that body.
Yeah, I own that. Exactly.
So are you serious? He said, well, that's a different situation right there.
No, but it wasn't him. It was just some girl talking to another guy. He says, that was funny, man. Like, what the fuck?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. When it came up to this abortion, I know we're changing subjects here. But God when I thought about abortion and you know, women in Texas forced to have this child, the first thing that crossed my mind is, damn, what if I got the wrong chick pregnant? I'm stuck.
Yeah.
There's regardless. Nothing. No, we're driving to California. We're going
to
handle this.
We're going to go to some other. Well,
we got to go to Mexico.
Democratic. Yeah.
Arizona.
We're gonna handle this.
Arizona. Yep.
Yeah. Closer. Yeah. So, but we're not promoting abortion, anyone.
We're not.
Trust me. It's
your body, your choice.
Here in California, your body, your choice. And America's California is a great place to live in America.
I'm just
right now.
Like Republicans, get a your own slogan, motherfuckers.
they're hypocrites.
Yeah,
they're hypocrites, and they're known to be hypocrites.
I agree.
So number two, theory number two: would you take the vaccine that will save your life, but you will only have 45 ejaculations left in your life, and you will die instantly if you go past that? Would you take the vaccine?
My body, my choice.
My body, my ejaculations.
I think the numbers will be a lot higher in that case.
I'll be dead in a weekend.
That's what KC said. You said you knocked that out in like one weekend, right?
I can't pass that the week.
Focus.
That's wow. And that includes masturbation.
That includes masturbation.
There's no loopholes here. Okay. Ejaculation. That's why I said ejaculations, not sex.
Yep.
All right, number three. Your dick will only work half the time. Would you take the vaccine that will save your life if the setback is your dick is only going to work half the time of your life?
How about if it the wrong place at the wrong time? It's like, oh,
swing.
It's all bad.
What? The wrong place.
You wouldn't know when it's going to happen.
Yeah, you don't know.
You don't know. It could be, you could,
you'll be
this
on the
could
air
be the moment of your life. You finally
be on the
get
air
that.
And you get a swing.
Well,
hey guys.
No, your dick only works half the time. It's going to work normally, but sometimes it won't work at all.
But if you can't control it, like it just gets hard out of nowhere.
Oh, that's a good thing, man.
Is
right?
it?
Is it?
You're walking down the street strolling, yeah. And all of a sudden
you go to
you
work.
Got a big old boner.
You go to work.
That's a good.
You're
thing.
About to do a sale, and it's like, hi.
I don't think that the problem is getting the boner. That's not as bad as not getting a boner when you really need it. You know, like let's say you got you finally going to get that threesome you've always wanted
don't
all your
fail
life.
Me now.
And your dick won't work. You know what I mean? It's like,
fuck.
Isn't it ironic? Fucking vaccine. So, would you take the vaccine, Texie?
No.
You would take the vaccine? You'd take your chances of corona?
Yes.
All right, what about the chip? What about your girl knowing where you are at all times? Would you take the vaccine? I didn't get an answer out of you.
Oh, no.
You would not take the vaccine?
Negative.
Okay.
No, I can't do that either.
All right, KC, you're quiet over there. You're not saying much.
You're saying if I would... What? My girlfriend? I don't have a girlfriend, so I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
So would you...
It doesn't matter. It's not that I'm trying to hide. Not that I'm trying to hide it. Just don't fucking like people...
No, you're trying to hide it.
Yeah, especially that's a good one. My body, my choice.
I don't want
people knowing.
Oh, she would know all my business.
Yeah,
she'll know all your whereabouts.
Where you're at?
It's like a tracking system.
Yeah, what's up?
GPS.
Or yeah, she'll be able to.
Where I'm at.
Or she'll be able to see everything.
Like, he over my sister's house a lot.
Or she'll be able to. Or she'll be able to see everything on your, like, everything on your phone that you have on your phone is like, oh shit.
No, yeah, like that wasn't the statement. The statement is know where you're at.
That's another one. That's a good one. But I mean, hey, we can make them up. Would you take the vaccine if your girl, if it meant that your girl
can
had
see
open
on
access
phone.
To your phone?
She gets all your texts.
She knows all your texts
before you get them.
Like, it's a pre-tracking system.
She's the one that filters them. I go, shit.
All right, would you take the vaccine if your girl, if it meant that your girl can just control everything about you? Would you take the vaccine? Like, you're her slave.
Oh, no. She has, like, mental control over you?
Yeah. Nope. Yeah. She has, like, mental. Like, the, for some reason, the vaccine gave your chick mental control over you. Would you take the vaccine?
She can control your hard-on. Bitch, you have a hard-on right now.
Swing.
She's going to be like, nope.
Oh, yeah.
Not getting any answers.
There are some other girls out and ready, and she turns it off. And you're like, what? I guess I'll go home.
I see you, she can control you through her phone.
She knows where you're at.
There's an app for your ass on the phone.
You're at the massage parlor. The girl has your dick in her hand, and then she turns it off.
It does the windows. Ding, 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 ding.
No. I'm not getting any answers. Would you take the vaccine?
I said no. We did say no.
Casey?
My body, my choice means no.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Would you take it?
You know what? I didn't answer. You're right.
You think?
So next question.
He already took it.
No, I wouldn't take. I mean, we're talking about my. It's like, would you rather live, or would you rather live under your girl's control?
I'm gonna live.
I rather, you know, but if you get corona, you're not gonna live. You know,
I'm
so
gonna, what does the song say? I'm gonna live until I die. No shit.
So if you had to pay $10,000 for the vaccine, would you take it?
No.
Hell no. If I have to pay $10,000,
it has to be a guarantee, though.
It has to be 100% guarantee that nothing's going to happen to me. Maybe.
I mean, it is what it is right now, you know, you take? Because if you get corona right now, the chance of you living is pretty high than if you didn't take the vaccine.
No. Not right now. I mean, no.
You wouldn't pay $10,000?
I'm not paying no $10,000, man.
So if you die,
the fuck am I going to get $10,000 from?
You got the money, V.
Shit, I wish.
Should borrow it, you know?
I'll borrow the money.
All right, if you lose all your friends, would you take the vaccine if you would lose all of your friends? Like, you will have no friends. You'll be hated. Like,
why
nobody.
Be hated,
I'll still be alive, though.
You'd be alive.
I'm
sorry
for you.
I take it.
Oh, that's crazy.
You can get new friends.
I don't need you motherfuckers.
No, you can't get new friends.
You know, if you're going to live, I'll live to see.
So you got to lose all your current friends and get some new ones?
So you're saying you wouldn't take it. You're going to lose all your friends. You're going to be a lonely guy until you get new friends.
I make friends quick.
That's what I'm thinking. I'll take the vaccine.
What if you can't make friends?
Yeah, what if you're somebody? What if you're an asshole and people just liked you?
What if your girlfriend doesn't let you make friends?
I'm an asshole, I make friends.
She controls that.
Damn, so
fuck his friends. And his future ones, too.
Oh, that's the ill.
So she has control over you and you making friends. Damn, that's fucked up.
I don't like that friend.
I don't like him.
Again, folks, if you have any ideas, if you have any suggestions, if you have anything you want to say or you want to add on to this, the number is 323-203-0815. We are talking about what would it take for you to or not to take the vaccine. With all these theories, conspiracy theories out there, we are just throwing some conspiracy theories out there. These things are not, these are made up theories, folks, okay? These are made up theories.
This is garbage. This isn't true.
Yeah, so these are not true. Please don't go, hell, I heard if you take the vaccine, you got to pay $10,000 for it. And nope. The girl's going to control all your actions. And no, trust me. That is not the case.
What is that?
What is
stripper music.
On?
Oh, stripper music?
What does it have to do with the vaccine? Tech just like hitting buttons.
I was just testing what it sounds like.
If you get the vaccine, you're going to become a stripper.
I was hoping V would jump on the table and give the audience a strip.
Fuck, we can't. This is radio.
They can see.
Oh. I'm just making these things up off the spot, too. This is how easy it is to make up theories.
But see, this is the shit, though, that you're right. This is how easy it is to make up theories. And then you have people out there that
believe
in there's
shit.
Theories out there that are that people really believe in.
Yep.
I was having an interesting conversation with somebody today. I'm not
who was that?
I'm not going to throw names. I'm not going to tell you who the fuck it was. But these people were making conversation in regard. They were telling me, you know, they had me going for a little bit. Exactly. They had me going for a little bit, and they had a point. But then it came to the point, and I started asking them, like, okay, where is your facts about the vaccine? Because they're telling me that they're anti-vaxxers. They don't want to take the vaccine because The reason why they don't want to take the vaccine is because it causes people to be sterile. And I was like, where the fuck did you see that? You know,
right,
and especially
right.
in kids. And I don't want to give my child the vaccine, or I don't want to take the vaccine myself because it's gonna make my child sterile. So then I asked them, like, well, if you, and then they're like, and this is a brand new vaccine, so we don't know what's gonna happen. And so that's when I asked. So you just contradicted yourself. You said that the vaccine is gonna turn your child sterile, but then again, the vaccine is too new for you to understand the consequences right. and the, you know, not the, con-
the
well, you
good
know what
and
I mean.
The bad.
Yeah, yes. The good and the bad, pros and cons. So how are you going to tell me that it's going to turn your kid sterile, but then again, it's
with
too new?
With such conviction, too.
It's like, dude, like, get that shit out of your head. And then they said, we're talking about chips. And then they said, but it has a chip in it. And that's when I just lost.
Liquid
that.
Chip.
I started laughing. I was like, wow, man.
It's a microchip.
It's a microchip because they're going to, the government is going to
be
tracking
transferred
you.
Transferred through liquid.
I just said, and I look, man, I just told him straight out, like, you're over here being fucking
okay, first
retarded.
Of all, let me say this to whoever you were talking to.
Yep.
Okay? All right? Generally, when it comes to vaccine, all the vaccines out of the hundreds of vaccines that have been invented since mankind, generally, if there was going to be an issue, they would see an issue with it within the first 3 months.
Agreed.
This vaccine has been out for over a year now.
Almost a year.
Okay, almost a year, mm-hmm. semantics. And there's been very, very little issues with it, okay?
Yep.
Millions of people have taken it. Millions of people are still living and
Very few have died.
Okay.
It's less than whatever.
But even with vaccines that you get as a kid, some people
But the thing is, the vaccines, every vaccine is not 100%. That's right. What they're saying from the beginning. They're not 100%. It prevents you from getting a disease, which is great. There's always going to be that small percentage.
Yeah.
Going to be that small percentage.
Yeah.
All of us here are vaccinated. You know what I'm saying? So knock on wood, God forbid. But I was telling some, you know, I think I was telling you. So like, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And I have a feeling that one, God forbid, but it's a matter of when we're going to get this shit. If this shit still goes around. You know what I'm saying?
I got tested yesterday. I thought I had it.
Yeah, Texie got a little sick. He was a little afraid that he had it, and he got
it's
tested.
Got the sniffles and a little sore throat, and I was like, fuck.
Yeah, and the warts went away too, right? Those warts. Yeah, he got tested.
You know warts?
You know, it's weird, though, because I had the same thing where I haven't been sick in so long. When I got sick, I was like,
Nino warts
shit.
Too?
Yeah, when you get sick, you're nervous.
Yeah,
you're like,
yeah,
shit,
I was like, oh, shit.
Corner?
And I was worried because I thought I was going to have to tell all y'all. You know, oh, shit.
Yeah, me too, and I was like, if I didn't get my results today, I was going to be like, hey, guys, I'm coming to the show.
Yeah, you have to be like
results.
That, though. That's
I got
a responsible
my results
thing to do.
This morning, I was like, oh, fuck.
What if it was a false negative and you got that shit?
Oh, then you guys are fucked.
Well, that's out of control.
I've been vaccinated.
That's above your control if it's a false negative. I mean.
And I got to say this. People, for some reason, there's a rumor out there or whatever people say. Okay, you're going to get, even if you're vaccinated, you can still get
exactly.
Corona.
Okay? That's what I said.
You can still get COVID. People think when you get vaccinated, oh, I am not going to get COVID. Oh, I got COVID and I'm vaccinated. Yeah, you're going to get COVID, okay? You're not, your chances of dying of it is a lot less than if you were not vaccinated.
It's a it's a protein that helps your body. Like, it's a protein that helps your body. It helps your lungs, you know? And a lot of people, there's a lot of people out there that cannot get it because they have the anaphylaxis. And it tells you right
nice,
there.
Nice.
And it tells you, I did my homework.
Yeah.
What is anaphylaxis?
It's like when it closes up your lungs. It messes
how you
with
spell
your lungs.
It?
Anaphylaxis.
How you spell it?
Oh, okay.
A-N-A. I don't know what the fuck Flex. I know. Anaphylaxis.
Anna. Oh, I knew a girl named Anna, last name Phylaxis.
Yeah.
Oh.
So what it does, it like if you get stung by a bee, it closes up your airway and you can't.
Oh, what they use like when people get allergic to bee stings,
they have the EpiPen and then they go from there.
Steroid?
Yeah, it's like it's a steroid. Yeah. It's a
Interesting.
Steroid.
Interesting.
So a lot of people that have had the virus, they use the a steroid. What is it? The pump? The inhaler. So they use an inhaler because that's a steroid. It opens up your chest, your airway. So
Dr. V.
Thank you. Gracias.
There you go. Dr. V.
Call us up. For more advice, we'll give you some advice.
Yeah, don't take
any
advice.
I'm not a doctor, motherfucker, so don't quote me on that shit.
You got people out there shooting drugs, shooting heroin, having sex unprotected. But I don't trust this vaccine. It's going to do something to my body.
You got people out there getting the Brazilian butt lifts and fucking breast implants.
Did you see that?
In Mexico.
In Mexico. And in another country.
And getting shot with Mexican
whatever
medicine.
That, Botox.
Did you see that lady and her daughter was doing it out of their own garage and they was killing people?
Yeah.
How the fuck?
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. Yeah. How
people
do you
do anything for vanity, though?
How do you have people?
Oh, that's
fall
a good
into
question. What if you could lose your looks? Okay, I'm gonna give you this vaccine. It's gonna save your life, but you're gonna be ugly for the rest of you. It's gonna zap your looks.
You're done, man.
V, you already got the vaccine. Right?
I did. I'm done.
That makes yeah. three. If it could take your sex appeal, your swag away, would you take the vaccine?
That's impossible.
It's going to take a lot of vaccine shots for that.
I have to get a lot of boosters for that, baby.
You know, Casey, you bring up a good point. For everything here, I was like, yes, 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 I'll still take the vaccine. I'll spend $10,000 for the vaccine. But I'm a handsome motherfucker. Oh. Okay? I am not losing my looks for a damn. If I'm going to live, I want to live I want to live beautifully.
Get him out of the
What place. If it made men have a menstrual cycle?
Yeah, if they take the vaccine, it's gonna have make men have a menstrual cycle.
Yeah,
still do it. I'll be cramping.
Commercial break, people.
That's crazy.
He's talking about his looks. Next, he'll be talking about his dick.
I didn't say anything about my penis.
It's coming up next.
If it made you have a period, you would take it.
I still take it. I'll be cramping once a month. But I still take it.
You'd be bleeding out of his pee
hole. I'd rather cramp once a month than fucking
bleed
my
too, bro.
Than fucking lose my breath where I can't breathe and I'm gonna die of COVID.
I don't know.
That shit is, dude.
Wrong answer.
When they say you get COVID, do y'all understand the signs? They say it feels like an elephant stepped on your chest and constantly pressing your chest, and you just gasping for air, and people their eyes are popping out because they're scared that you can't walk up at one step
it's just
because
a little tube that's saving you.
And then think about the after effects. Okay, the brain fog, the sense of loss and smell, all those horrible things that can happen to you.
Yeah.
I've had a couple buddies that...
So I'll take a few cramps a month.
I have had a couple buddies that have had the virus, man. We remember the homie that came on the show one time. And then I had another...
he was out of breath.
Yeah, he was out of breath. And then I had another buddy of mine who... He was telling me, bro, like, the doctor literally was talking to whoever in the room saying that he was going to die. And he was in a coma. Like, he had his eyes closed. And he can hear the doctor saying that he was going to die.
That's crazy.
Giving him his last blessings, bro. Ain't that crazy?
Yeah, that's
like that's eerie, bro.
That's eerie. So would you rather deal with that shit or would you rather deal with a few cramps?
My homies are like, dude, I swear to God, if I had the opportunity to take the vaccine, I would have taken it. And he was an anti-vaxxer.
So there you go.
It's like, what the fuck?
That shit will make you believe. So would you rather deal with a few cramps once a month or deal with that shit?
Give me some tampons. We'll be okay. Give me some Pamprin.
All right, number seven, eternal halitosis. Jesus. Would you take it if you had eternal halitosis? Like your breath smelled
that
like shit.
Couldn't cover it with gum or anything?
The rest of your life.
Hey, I've had a
couldn't cover it with gum or anything like that?
I've had a situation.
That's the thing about halitosis. You can't.
I had a situation like that with a female.
Did she get the vaccine? Maybe the vaccine made her breath better.
I hope she was. I know she should have gotten the damn vaccine.
Hey, we just heard the Halloween scary laugh. We got a crazy Halloween show coming up. We're going to talk about
Halloween shit.
Halloween shit, like we do every year. I don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to be some good Halloween shit. All right. Eternal Halloween. Tech is just hitting buttons over here. Tech, are we done with the buttons?
Okay. Just testing out some of this stuff.
Well, can you do it after the show?
It's a new toy.
Hey, right. This is for you.
It's like a vibrator.
God, damn.
Okay, Tech, can we hit the buttons after the show? All right, eternal halitosis. V, would you take it if your breath smelled like shit for the rest of your life?
All of these.
You wouldn't do it?
Nope.
All these side effects got to be like, guarantee you ain't going to get it, though.
I mean, just as good as the guarantee is now.
Oh, really?
You're not going to die.
Oh, so it's the same thing right now.
Same thing right now.
So
same
no to all of them.
But you're not going to die.
You're not going
to
die.
You would take it to get the bad breath?
I'm not taking it for the menstrual cycle. Life. I'm not taking it for the menstrual cycle. Nah. I think I would just have to wing it every day, clean up, mask, back up, homie, in my face.
My body, my choice on all of them.
Yep.
I think that's the only one so far I'd be like, I can't do it.
Whatever idiot came up with that shit about the vaccine says my body, my choice, a fucking idiot. I'm sorry, man. That's fucking stupid.
There's a bunch of them that say it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Fucking dumbass.
Yeah, but then when they get sick, they run their ass to the hospital and believe in science then.
Thank you. Yep. That's what I'm saying. If you are an anti-vaxxer and God forbid something happens to you,
medical.
Sign that waiver. Sign that waiver saying that you're not, that you don't want medical treatment.
Yeah. Don't be begging to the doctors. Please give me my vaccination.
No, don't do that. Because you had the opportunity to get it and you didn't get it. So don't fuck it.
Can you get it though once you get it?
No. But I read an article that a doctor was talking about how she feels so bad, and, or she doesn't feel as bad for these people anymore, because as they're on their deathbed and they're,
they had a chance
just before they're about to put them under on a ventilator.
She don't feel that bad.
Yeah, because we're about to put you on a ventilator, and they're begging for the shot, and it's like I can't give it to you now.
Late, yeah,
it's not going to work.
And you taking away from somebody else because you're ignorant.
You know, here's something that's fucked up too. In certain places like Wyoming, in other states,
in Montana, I heard the story. I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, they are so packed with these COVID patients that they're turning
Big
away
Sky
folks.
Country, they call it.
Yeah, they're turning away folks who actually have life-threatening situations, and these people are dying.
Yeah.
You know, somebody had a heart attack, and they're like, okay, his chances of dying are pretty high, so we're not even going to treat him.
Yeah,
let's
they're not
treat
even
these
treat
people
you.
Here.
Yeah.
So people are dying. So now it's not my life, my choice. You're actually affecting thousands and thousands of other people's lives.
And here's the thing. You have an opportunity to take a vaccine that can pretty much save your life, and you have other people all over the world
begging for this,
and you can get it for free, and you are fucking saying that it's my life, my choice, whatever the fuck it is. That blows my mind, man.
Man, some of them countries is dirty. They selling fake vaccines.
Yeah, that's fucked up, and that's killing them.
Placebos
and it's like, damn,
and shit.
It's all bad, man. It's just like, come on, people, like, wake the fuck up, dude.
You know, it's just, America, we are entitled in a way, though, because we have so much resources.
Individualism,
and it's like, we have the right to be like, oh, no, I don't want the vaccine, where some people are just like, just give me it, man.
Here's a question, and I'm going to ask this question real quick. Do you think that if Biden would have been president when this whole shit happened,
it would have been different results?
And but obviously, Trump wasn't the president, or he wasn't even a candidate or whatever. Do you think it would have been different?
Because there was a containment stage that we just fucked off.
Yeah.
You know, when
I think Trump made it okay to be racist and with his whole ideals.
He downplayed it too.
Yeah.
He did.
He started off with making it okay to be racist.
He made it political.
Yes. And then he just, with this whole racial thing, it became a big old war between each other.
Yeah.
And now it's like,
divided. Everybody's divided.
Yeah.
Well, but Corona was out before all the George Floyd shit happened.
No, no. What we're talking about is like, he made it when he knew about it.
He downplayed it. Yeah.
And that's just wrong. As
and
a fucking
he
person.
Knew how bad it was. That's the worst part.
And that's
he
wrong.
Knew how bad it was.
You knew this shit is coming to the place that you're supposed
that's
to protect.
I think
you're supposed to protect
relax.
The people, and it's gonna go
we're
away.
Turning the corner.
Why do you say that? That's wrong. You don't say that. Be transparent.
It's only a few numbers in China. It's not affecting us here.
The China
when it started happening, we're turning the corner, we're fighting this thing.
We're
lies.
Oh my
that was
God.
The phrase.
You think if they
would
have closed the airports early on, like not letting nobody in, that would have changed something.
Probably.
If we had just been honest with folks,
because a lot of it came from out of the country, right?
Yeah.
If our leader, okay, this man, they said, if Trump, I would have given Trump, you know how I feel about Trump, but if Trump had stepped up and said, as a leader, folks, this thing, we don't know much about it. All we know is it is very contagious. We're advising that you wear your mask. I'm going to wear my mask.
Yeah.
Follow me. Do what I do. In America, most of these, especially these dumbass Americans, would have followed him, and it would have saved lives. That man, to me, I would have given him major
props. I would have voted for him.
I probably would have voted for him.
Like, God, push it aside. I would have voted for him.
Absolutely.
But let me tell you this: when you have a scientist, man, a scientist that has been around for 40 years, serving what, 6-7 presidents?
It's right there. No, it's the same time. I don't know what Sam was talking about.
It's moving. Yeah, what
time? No, I'm saying it's the same time. It's my computer.
If we had, why are they trying to discredit this guy,
Fauci?
Which is Fauci. Why are they trying to discredit him? They're trying to discredit him because
they made him seem an anti-American too.
That's fucked up, dude. This guy has been serving 6-7 presidents. There's a reason why he has been serving this
since since HIV.
So it's like, you're trying to downplay this dude. Like, come on, man. Like, that's just bad. Yeah. That's all because of your narcissistic shit.
Yeah,
and that's what fucked up America.
Because Trump had an issue with him. All of his cronies, decided, oh, let's fuck with Fauci. You know, what's that? Paul Rand, that asshole who was always attacking Fauci.
Yeah.
it's all because of Trump. All this comes down to that cowardice move that he made.
Well, narcissistic moves, man.
Yeah, he was trying to keep. Bad, I guess the economy was doing well. He wanted to keep it because he wanted to get reelected. So he wanted. If I can just downplay this coronavirus until then, everything will be fine.
He said he did not want to make the Americans go into some type of panic. But it was okay for hundreds of thousands of people to die instead.
Yeah. Almost a million.
So that just makes no sense.
There's over 700,000 people dead.
Mm-hmm. He said he didn't want to scare us. No, we're adults. Tell us the truth.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, we would.
And that's the thing. Like, people are always talking about, well, no, it's not going to kill me. It's not going to kill me. But you don't know that, man.
Don't know.
The people that passed away.
Donald Trump called the show.
Yeah.
I want to ask you a question.
The people that passed away, they didn't know that. The people that passed away, they didn't know they were going to die of
COVID. And then he's out there throwing rallies and shit, spreading it even more. You know, his boy Herman Cain passed away of this. Passed away, and he still didn't give a fuck. I'm going to hold my rallies.
Damn, Herman
passed away from being in his rally. I'm still going
to
hold more rallies.
Yep.
Because you know it fed his ego.
He didn't go to his funeral. You know
that? He really didn't go.
He didn't go,
folks. This is the guy that you re-voted for. You voted for.
Hey, well, you vote for whoever you want to vote for.
Yeah, vote for whoever you want to vote for.
That's fine. And we're not telling you not to.
I tell you one thing though.
Vote for whoever you want to vote for.
I gotta thank Trump for one thing. He made me so politically aware.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, you know, and
I've never been so focused on.
And I'm gonna say this too, bro.
It's boring now.
You know, I gotta give him credit for this vaccine, even though he. You know, whatever. He got it.
He did organize all the major companies together, and they all sat down.
You can say no, but he did, bro. If he would have won, everybody would have been taking this fucking vaccine. Even all the people that are anti-vaxxers. You can shake your head all you want, bro. You gotta give credit where credit is.
I'll give him a small dash of props.
Small dash.
Agreed.
Small dash. That's all he
gets. We have any more questions?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, we got out. We're talking. This is good stuff. This is good stuff. Okay. Number 8. You can only shower every 3 months. Would you take the vaccine if you can only shower every 3 months?
As long as that vaccine makes me smell good.
This planet would be stinking.
Hell yeah.
Fucked up. Smelly.
Smelly breath.
Shitty.
Smelly armpits.
Yeah.
Smelly ass.
But there's a loophole here. Shower. You can still wipe your ass without taking a shower.
Can you wipe your armpits and shit?
I call it a Haitian bath.
Wipey bath?
What? That's a Haitian bath.
He's that Haitian.
A Jamaican bath.
Whoa. Watch yourself, brother. Don't make this real, you know.
They're like, what do you want, man?
Make it real. Watch yourself.
KC was over here texting all his folks since I said that shit. Whoa, Nelly.
Make it a murder.
There is a loophole there. You can still wash the stinky parts without taking a shower. But everything else, like your no fucking.
Why does water like give you corona?
You're going to have schmegma in your belly.
water puts corona in your pee hole.
That's nasty. I think you're going to have other problems if you're only showering every 3 months. What are we talking? Ringworm and other shit that can kill you?
You're going to have every worm. All bad.
But then some actors just come out saying they only shower like. Once a week, their kids don't have to bathe.
Brad Armpit.
Well, they say technically. That's funny. They say technically, you depends on what you do in life. You don't really have to shower every day. Technically, every other day is.
You can't tell no Jamaican mother that.
No, take a bath.
I think if you're a woman, you need to shower that ass every day. Because women have, you know, have stuff.
That premises.
Shower that ass and that cooch every day.
I bet you the females out there right now be like, you guys motherfuckers better shower your ass.
Wash your balls every day.
Wash your balls out there every day.
Dude, when it's a hot day, as soon as I wash my balls, I can walk outside.
Free ball it.
Walk outside and your balls can get sweaty.
One weekend I went to Vegas and forgot underwear, and I thought I was going to be cool.
Balls were sticking everywhere.
Worst feeling I ever had.
It's called the
monsuno. Like sticking to your leg and shit.
I couldn't even walk no more.
It's like a suction cup on your leg.
It is. Yes.
You go spend $25 for some draws at the MGM Grand.
Called the monsuno air. Monsuno flow.
All right, number 9. You can't use your cell phone except for a couple of times a week if you get this vaccine.
Why? Because of the chip in it?
That's just a rule. That's a rule that it's the Trump rule. I don't know.
That's can't the way use it is your
right cell. Now. Chip in the vaccine will fuck with your phone for a week.
Yeah.
So you can't use it except for a couple of times a week. So can you do without your phone for most of the week if you take this vaccine.
It's like, it's going to be like everybody can see your
I can do without it.
Your phone.
I think I can too.
Is there other people around me can't? I'm trying to reach you, dog.
Yeah, and you're going to lose your friends.
Like, sorry, man. You're going to lose your friends, and you're going to smell.
You can only shower, you know.
And you're going to be broke. You're going to be paying $10,000 for this shit. That's
So if you had all this shit, if these were all the provisions.
Broke-ass motherfucker.
You're going to be a broke-ass, stinky-ass, can't use your phone with no friend motherfucker.
And with fucked up breath.
With fucked up breath.
All right, I got my last one here. And again, if you want to chime in on this, folks, we got a few more minutes left of the show. Please, do we have any comments so far, Casey?
Not really.
All right. Well, folks are really listening here.
Nobody cares.
Here's one. You can only take the vaccine. It's going to save your life. Okay. But you can only eat plant-based diet for the rest of your life. You can never eat meat ever again.
Wow, that's heavy.
Can't.
Plant-based diet. No meat ever.
I got to eat my pozole.
I mean, you can think about it.
My tacos.
Part of enjoying life is eating meat, right?
She's meat, too.
Sex and meat.
How about if you can't
have she's that. Meat, too.
How can't about if saw that between those legs?
Exactly.
You can't eat that. You can't eat that.
Nah. That's
We know KC's answer.
How about if you have that and then you get the vaccine, but your girl can't go down on you for the rest of whatever. Fuck.
Your girl. See, there's a loophole. I can get all kinds of other.
No, any girl.
No, any girl.
Just girls.
Any girl. Okay.
So you can't get. You can't get.
No more mata.
This is where you got to be creative. This is where the hot dog maneuver comes in. We've talked about it on
the
show. Where's
the hot
before.
Dog maneuver?
KC, I've talked about this many, many times on the show before.
Explain it for the people who haven't heard.
All right, the hot dog maneuver. Okay, it's like a hot dog. It's a bun. It has the part in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know.
The hot dog that, you know. So basically, a girl's butt cheeks, you fuck her butt cheeks.
You got to lube the buns, though.
You got to lube the buns until you end up lubing the buns yourself with mayonnaise.
Titty fucking is overrated.
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
Titty fucking is overrated.
Titty fucking has been overrated. It's been.
I don't get it.
I haven't done that since high school.
Titty fucking is for high schoolers.
Yes. Yeah. I did that shit in my prom.
I know some people.
And
they did it. And they did it to him.
And you're dating a girl, and she's like, "I don't do that yet. I don't fuck."
I know.
That's
a dude
when you get creative.
I know someone did so that. Bad to a girl. He burned. He got to give her rug burns. But
he didn't use lubrication.
What?
That dude went raw. No lubrication.
Dude
can't do it.
His dick has to be.
In her baby oil.
He just tore her.
That's savage.
His dick made of sandwich.
Who you titties?
Fucking.
His number is 323. I'm sorry.
That's his savagery.
His dick is made of sandpaper.
I haven't called the show.
Yeah, I haven't.
It's the craziest story ever.
Yes.
That dude gave her a rug. Like
he just left some marks right here between her stuff.
What's wrong with his dick? He had roughness.
It's
rogue.
Your dick has
it's the
be,
wildest story.
It warts on his dick.
At raw dick, man. Yeah.
It's a sandpaper dick. What
man.
The fuck?
She kept up when it hurts. He's like, keep going.
You don't give a fuck. He wants to fuck.
That's a whole nother show we could talk about. If your girl doesn't want to give you, you know, the nookie.
The poo nanny.
Poo dang.
We got to talk about other creative things where you're still going to get your rocks off.
Duck
hot
tape,
dog being number
duck
one.
Duct tape her up.
Okay,
I'm sure.
Okay, R. Kelly, KC over here.
Handcuffs.
Fuck R. Kelly.
R. Kelly. Speaking of R. Kelly, we got a little time here left. All know that R. Kelly was convicted of all 7 indictments.
Good.
For the things that he's done to these teenage women and
boys.
And boys. And the boys. throughout his 30-year career. This man has done savage things to other people. He's power tripped. He's made people.
You know he can't read.
Feces. He can't read. Yeah,
I just found that out. He can't.
Oh yeah, R. Kelly's been illiterate for.
He cannot read.
That's why. Well, that's why he couldn't tell the numbers of the kids.
Oh,
he don't know
yes,
the numbers. He don't know the age number. Like fuck.
My boy was telling me R. Kelly when he goes to prison. He's going to be complaining to the guards about all of his songs. Like, hey, man, they in here bumping and grinding on me, man.
Ooh, he's worth a lot of cartons.
My body's calling in there. They're trying to 12-play me in this
like,
cage.
Lock me in the closet.
Exactly.
He'll be worth a lot of cartons.
Hey, this is the time. Hey, this is the time,
yes,
R. Kelly. If you can believe you can fly, this is the time to do it.
He ain't flying nowhere.
Fly out, motherfucker.
Oh, he's done, man. This dude. You know, Aaliyah, right? The famous singer who passed away. When she was 13 years old, he got her pregnant. K. Okay.
14, but same thing.
Yeah, I mean, oh, 14. Oh, does that's
she,
different.
Does she have? No.
Does she live in Texas?
No, right. Sorry. With Governor Abbott, the governor? Yeah, when she was 14 years old, her body, her choice. She got pregnant by a 27-year-old R. Kelly at the time.
He was 27?
He was 27 in 1994. Fuck. And what happened? We knew this shit, but he just kept singing all the bullshit away, singing all these songs, impressing us and charming us with all these hits every weekend or every year. And we were just falling more and more in love with his hits, and we were ignoring all this. And
a lot of this. You fell in love with his hits.
I did fall in love with his hits.
If you still listen to R. Kelly, you got a problem.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, you want to know what's funny, man?
But you got to separate the artist. And
but
the,
you want to you want to know what's that I Believe I Can Fly song was my high school fucking song. Like the song, you know how they pick a song for the for your high school senior shit?
Yeah.
I Believe I Can Fly was really? My shit. Like, oh, Lord.
Your body. Where your body's
graduate?
Calling.
Huh?
Where did you graduate?
98.
Oh, yeah, I was out in 98. Your Body's Calling was my, you know, was my shit.
Your body
calling.
See, R. Kelly saying
can't
it
sing
so.
It. We got to mute R. Kelly. Folks, I'm sorry. That is pretty much our show. If anybody's feelings were injured by today's show, we can't help you there. But if you're ever physically injured, then you can call Balorian and Manukin, professional injury lawyers with real results. A firm with justice, honor, and honesty. They win 99% of their cases, 99. Folks. They even beat the government. Yes, they,
which is impressive.
Folks, for a free consultation, call today, 747-444-444. Last words, gentlemen. We have a few more minutes on this, and then we have to get into our corny pickup line of the week. Any last words on the vaccination? Anyone want to say anything to the people listening out there?
I'll say this.
Go ahead and say it.
I'm going to say it with my chest real quick. Look. The people that have tell my titty fuck the people here. Wrong.
The sandpaper
dick. Sandpaper dick.
Look, savage.
This is the shit. People out there, if you do not get vaccinated, I get it. That's your choice. But don't be bitching and complaining and going to the hospital if you do get this vaccine. I mean, the virus and stuff.
It's too late.
It's like too late for you.
Or don't be coming up with some stupid ass fake reason.
It's a conspiracy.
It's got a chip in it or this, that. Just say sterile. Just be like Todd. Remember Todd?
Yeah.
I just don't fucking want it. Yeah, I don't fucking want to take it. That's it.
That's why we love Todd. Set. He was the man because he bottom fucking line, straight up. He'd be straight
but
up.
But this whole bullshit about. Or it's chipping it, or it makes me.
I'm a man about it. At some point, I was nervous about taking it.
I agree.
I took it though. Because there's a bigger goal. It's not just an individual. You got to think we're on a planet. We're trying to make it clean.
Yeah.
For our shorties and everybody to live.
Yeah. You did your research and you're a smart man and you made the right choice. Folks, all this thing is my personal decision. That's out. Yeah. Now it's affecting other people's lives. People are dying because you're taking up all the hospital beds in the hospitals and things like that. So, folks, we do this thing called the corny pickup line of the week. It's all about how you say it, folks. It's all about the delivery. Say it with your chest. I'm not an organ donor, but the first time I saw you, you took my heart. Folks, that is our show, www.dreammentalityshow.com. Past episodes, that's what it's supposed
Shout
to be.
Shout out to Jenny on the Block.
Jenny on the Block.
Jenny on the Block. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Mentality it's Show free. Is what you type in. LATalkRadio.com, Facebook Live catches now on iTunes, Google Play, and now iHeartRadio, folks, from KC, Texi, Vato V, and me, Delano. Folks, that is our show. Remember, in life, you're good. But with our help, you could be the best. Folks, we'll see you next week. Peace.
Bye-bye. I am the best.
Get vaccinated, people.
Get vaccinated.
Let me just mute Delano then.
You're listening to The Mentality Show, only on LA Talk Radio.